Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
I'm Mike Brilla, host of the Inspired Teacher Podcast, a part of the Education Podcast Network, just like the show you're listening to now. Shows on the network are individually owned and opinions expressed may not reflect others. Find other interesting education podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com.
Well, hello, it's Robin Wilson, and I am back tonight to continue my rest and restore. This is week 2, and I want you to turn down the noise, and we're going to be talking about how to give your teacher brain a break. Yes, it is summer reset for your mind, and I know how that is. If you're anything like me, you still have that teacher brain going. It's like the Energizer Bunny, if you're old enough to remember that. It just keeps going and going. It's happening to me. We went on vacation last week, and I just kept thinking about things that I'm going to be doing in my classroom. And I would be like, nope, not going to think about that right now. But so I just want to talk to you a little bit tonight about your mind rest, your mental rest. So we're a few weeks into break now, and actually July is next week. And so July is when the summer scaries start a little bit for me, or the Sunday scaries start, because I start thinking, oh, July is my last month. We do go back the first week of August, so it's really getting about a month. I mean, that's still good. I'm still happy that I have a month to rest. And so maybe some of the physical tiredness has started to lift for you. It has for me. Maybe you've slept in a few days, moved a little slower, or even had a few quiet moments to yourself. We went on a cruise last week, and so that was so nice. I know some people find cruises boring, but let me tell you, I need boring sometimes. As crazy and as hectic as my life is during the winter, I need a few hours to play solitaire or to fall asleep in the sun on a deck by the pool with a fun drink by my side. My go-to is Diet Coke, and so sometimes a specialty tea, like a raspberry tea or lemonade, is fun. But if you're anything like me, even with that extra sleep, that mental noise, it just keeps going, because you know what? You were called. And when God calls you to a thing, it's a calling, and it's right there, and it's going to keep coming to you, things that you can do for next year. And so you have to just put your mind on purpose in a break and just make it slow down. And so that's what I've been doing. But you have the thoughts. You've got the tabs still open. You're planning. I've already thought about some things I'm going to be doing different next year. The low-key guilt that you're not using your summer well, that's a tough one. I'm experiencing that some as well. So this episode is to remind you that summer isn't just time off. It's your recess, and it's a reset for your brain too. This goes for homeschool mamas, because you're not getting that curriculum out every day. You're trying to rest. You're trying to be present with your kids, be mindful of your kids. You might be going to the pool. You might be taking them to the parks. And so you're trying to reset. So today we're going to talk about what it means to rest your mind, not by abandoning everything, but by creating space for peace, clarity, and presence again. So let's be honest, mental overload is real. I have been a little bit of brain frozen at times. I've been saying my new kind of thing that I've been saying is my brain isn't braining. Sometimes I stand there in the kitchen and I just look around not knowing, why did I come in here? What do I need to do? What was I just doing? And so I will have to go back into the other room sometimes to get situated into why I needed to come in there. But so I think my mental overload is still lingering from that, and this, the exhaustion is still there for me. And even during this summer, our brain is still running the show. So you're asking yourself things like, should I redo my small group schedule? What did I even teach that last week of school? Do I need new math centers? Do I need to not do math centers? I don't know if you've been following me for a while. There is a new way of teaching, and I'm not here to judge. I'm just open-minded and just wondering what you think. But centers are going away. So I don't know if this is just a blip on the radar and we're not going to continue that, or if, I mean, people are saying, I've been seeing some reels on Instagram that centers are not the best practice anymore. And that goes against everything I've ever been taught in the last, I mean, if you've been in education for the last 20, 30 years, it's moved away from whole group to center so that you can work in small group. So for me, I am still going to pull those kiddos that need that extra help in small group reading and in math. And I feel like I need to pull my high groups as my medium, my kind of above average and high groups as well, because they deserve their teacher too. So I'm really going to work hard to get them all in at least in a week and try to maybe see my lower ones a little bit more than once a week, maybe two or three times a week. I just can't give up working one-on-one with students. I feel like if they're in a whole group, and I could be wrong, please reach out to me, explain to me what the new thinking is, because I feel like me sitting in front of 2 to 5 kiddos that are struggling, and I can see what they're struggle is, I can jump right in there and say, oh, no, it's this way. And I can kind of gently guide them in the direction or maybe more practice in what they need. But I know you and I were thinking about how can we prep now so August doesn't hit us like a truck. But no, I'm not ready to do that just yet. My brain is doing that, but I don't think I'm going to be actually going in and doing any copies or anything right now. But friend, your brain doesn't have to run at full capacity all year long. Summer's the perfect time to say, I don't have to solve everything right now. But we are going to walk through 5 ways to rest our mind without guilt, because you deserve a mental break. Exhale. So here are 5 ways to rest your mind this summer. Number 1, brain dump and bless. So take 5 minutes, write down every thought, worry, task, or idea circling in your head. So keep, I journal. So sometimes I'll just grab my morning devotional journal and I will just write things down in there that hit me throughout the day. So that would be one way to do it. The other thing that is happening to me, because I'm a teacher and because I have watched teacher reels and things like that a lot, I get that fed to me, and I'm getting some amazing ideas fed to me, and it's in the middle of, like, this is the end of June, and I have no place to put that right now. I am not going to run and prep that right now, but it is amazing stuff. So I started a new note in my notes file. I have an iPhone, and I have the notes file. Use that, guys. I titled it Ideas for Next Year, 2025, and I just copy
the real address, and you know, just like when you go to the real, go down to share, and then it will ask you if you want to copy the link. I copy the link, and then I go over to my notes app, and I paste it in there. And when it gets a week before school, I'm going to go through those and watch those and actually write down some, because some of them are really, really good and I want to do that. So maybe if things come up, you can just write them down really quick or save them to your notes app. And then close that notebook, close that file, watch something else, put your hand over it and say, thank you, God, I don't have to carry all of this right now. So that tiny shift, just acknowledging what's there and giving yourself permission to set it down, can change everything. Do you know this is also good for you at night? If you're worried about something, pick up your phone, go to your notes app. Don't go to Facebook. You thought I was going to say that, didn't you? Pick up your phone, go to your notes app, or if you have a journal beside your bed, write down what's worrying you and then give it to God and let it go. It really does work. It really does. So, or you might put it in the app, like in the notes app, to do tomorrow. That way you can let it go tonight, open that app in the morning, and then you can start to conquer the things that you need to do. Like take the dog to the groomers. You can't forget to go pick up the car from the oil service. Those kinds of things. So just write those down before you go to bed at night. Number two, 1 hour screen break. So just choose 1 hour a day. This might be when you're going for a walk. It might be just sitting and staring into space. I know I do that sometimes. Go sit outside on your porch, my lovely porch that I've created, guys. It's so good, but I do have a problem. It's hot up there. I don't have any shade. So it's really nice in the morning from the time I get up till around noon. And then it starts getting hot in the afternoons. But choose 1 hour of day. No phone, no scrolling, no emails, no Pinterest. Maybe read a book or sit on your porch. Breathe. Do nothing. Take that walk. Don't take, you got to take your phone. I like to take my phone with me for safety in case I need to call my husband or something, if something's getting weird out where I'm walking. But don't listen to a podcast. Don't listen to anything. 1 hour a day, let your brain take a break. Number three, sensory rest. Light a candle. Yesterday, my daughter and I went to a specialty candle store and I bought 2 candles. Light one of them, put on some soft music, if you prefer worship music or some soft jazz. Wrap up in a blanket. It's too hot right now to wrap up in a blanket, but a cozy shirt or a cozy lightweight blanket. Sit on your porch, let your body and your mind know this is my moment to slow down. Use that cue every time you feel the swirl picking back up. It trains your nervous system to come back to calm. Also, take deep breaths. And I was listening to a podcast the other day. It talked about taking, I've always thought five deep breaths is really good, but it was saying 30. I don't know. I mean, you have to do this one slow, because if you do 30 deep breaths fast, you're going to hyperventilate, I would think, but it will reset your mind. And this guy was saying 30 completely reroutes your whole system, your brain and your amygdala and your central nervous system. So 30. So if you can't do 30 breaths, do 5, do 10. Just take some deep breaths, and if you feel your mind wandering off, try to bring it back just to focusing on those breaths. This is a fun one. Take a mindful mini walk. Leave your phone behind or in your pocket. I think I've already said this one under the 1 hour, but this is a separate one. No podcast, no music. Listen to your steps. Listen to that plod, 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 step. Step, step. See how many bird songs you can find. I'm getting older, and you know the bird jokes for people that are getting older. See how many different kind of birds you can find if you know their names. see if the wind is blowing, if you can tell which way the wind is blowing, and feel that wind as a gentle kiss from the King, your Father, who has graciously covered you in His mercy and in His love. And when that gentle breeze goes by you, He is breathing on you today. When thoughts pop up, say later, no, not doing it, and return to those sounds. You're not ignoring your thoughts. You're reminding them who's in charge. Number 5, reroute your thoughts to Scripture. And so whatever your devotion is, and I've said this before, if you're having a bad moment, go back to that morning devotion and go back to that and think about what it was about and try to apply it to your life right then. Whatever is true, this is Philippians 4:8, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, think on these things. You don't have to shut your brain off. You just need to give it something beautiful to focus on, something different. It's not that we don't love school, but we are overloaded with it and we're a little burnt out too. And so try not to think about those things. Pick a word from your verse. And the words from these verses are true, lovely, praiseworthy, and let it guide your thoughts. So I want to end with a devotional thought. This is 2 Corinthians 12:9-10. And this is a verse that's been anchoring me during this summer reset. It says, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. For when I am weak, then I am strong." And I've had to admit recently, I'm not strong in every area all the time. And instead of rushing to fix that, God has been gently inviting me to rest. We don't need to be productive to be valuable. We don't need to be planning to be faithful. We just need to let Him meet us in the quiet. There's strength in saying, "I'm tired. I don't want to carry this alone." And there's peace in believing His grace is enough, even here in this moment right now. So I want to take a moment and pray with you right now. Lord, you know how hard it is for me and my teacher friends and my mom friends to turn off their brain. You see every loop, every worry, every idea that I'm afraid I'll forget. Right now, I lay all of it at your feet. I trust you to hold the plans, the pressure, and the pieces I can't manage right now. Give me the courage to be still. Give me the focus to think on what is good. And let this summer be more than a break. Let it be a reset. Thank you for perfect peace, Lord, and thank you for grace that's enough. In Jesus' name, amen. And I want to tell you, when you are ready, you don't have to do the work. I have done it for you. I do have my Get Ready products for your students, and so you can sip that tea just a little bit longer. This is something I've already been done. I have redone, updated my Get Ready for second grade. Actually, my Get Ready for first and Get Ready for second. And my Get Ready for kindergarten as well. They're ready to go. So it's nothing I need to do or that you need to do. These are ready for you to go. Math, phonics, writing, and story elements. Perfect for tutoring, parents send homes, or easing into August. So back to school prep. Go ahead, though. Sip that tea. Sit outside and let me handle the prep. You just print and go. It's all in the show notes when you're ready. No stress, no pressure, just peace and paper. So here's your reminder. You're not behind because you're resting. You're not lazy because your brain needs stillness. You're not weak because you're worn out. You're healing, you're resetting, and you're right where you need to be so that when August does come, you are ready to go. Next week, I'm going to talk about emotional rest because our hearts carry more than we realize during the school year. But for now, take your walk, light your candles, write it down, put it away. Let your mind rest in the peace that only God gives. Talk to you soon.